This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and up next, we have our Ed Serwin Cattle Report brought to you by Mr. Kerry Martin, part of the Texas Farm Bureau Network.
Good morning, I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. We had a good week in the cattle futures market last week. We ended on an up note on Friday. In fact, for the week, June live cattle were up $1.42. August live cattle up $1.45. Big jump in the feeder cattle market last week. August feeder cattle up $7.55, while September feeder cattle were up $7 on the week. Cash fed cattle market, however, was a different story. Here in the South, we saw sales $1 to $2 lower, ranging from $1.35 to $1.36. Up north, live sales ranged from $138 to $142 last week, most of those sales in the $140 to $142 range. Dressed sales were around $222, that's $2 lower compared to the previous week. Last week's slaughter, 603,000 head, that's sharply lower than the prior week's 644,000, but it's higher than the same week last year by 60,000 head. Boxed beef was higher Friday, choice up 61 cents at $267.26, while select was up 39 at $250.02. Checking a couple of feeder cattle auctions, we'll start up in Dalhart. Cattleman's Livestock Auction in Dalhart last week, selling 1,324 head. Steer and heifer calves under 600 pounds were not well tested. Feeder steers and heifers over 600 pounds sold mostly steady to $2 higher. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 3 to 400 pounds range from $1.88 to $2.08 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.85 to $1.94. 6 to 7 weights averaged $1.75, while 7 to 8 weight steers brought $1.49 to $1.59 a pound. 8 to 900 pounders averaged $1.35 a pound, with 900 to 1,000 pound steers averaging $1.34. Now down to Tulia. Tulia Livestock Auction selling 989 head last week. Feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher. 4 to 500 pound steers averaged $1.82 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.76. 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.54, while 7 to 8 weight steers averaged $1.57 a pound. On the heifer side, 4 to 5 weight heifers range from $1.60 to $1.81 a pound. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought $1.46 to $1.81 last week in Tulia. Pasture and range conditions across the country are in very bad shape, and that's affecting the cattle industry here in the Southern Plains. Caitlin McCulloch is the senior ag economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center. She says we're going to continue to see the effects of drought on the nation's cattle herd.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but this year's U.S. pasture and range conditions are worse than they were last year, which is maybe tough to believe and disheartening. But it has moved around a little bit, much more centered on the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, probably quite a bit in your area as well. Just excessive dryness over that. And mostly the impact so far, we haven't seen a ton of lightweight placements and feedlots yet, but I think that's probably coming. Mostly we've seen it on the cow side and just an extreme number of cows being liquidated. I believe your region was up 30% year to date over a year ago in terms of volume of beef cow slaughter. So those are big numbers we're talking about. And that's actually boosted our total beef production by the sheer number of cows that are moving through the slaughter.
And as we continue to cull the cow herd with this drought, the number of calves will drop as well.
You know, you're probably looking at a pretty big decline at this point. Now we're saying over 2%. I don't quite know what that means yet. I keep watching the weekly numbers, but essentially hay isn't going to get any cheaper. And unless you get timely rains, pasture and range conditions are in a pretty dire situation already, and we're not even to June yet. We're not even to the hottest part of the year. The La Nina forecast still very much part of the picture and a little worrisome. Unfortunately, it's a fairly bleak outlook. Now, USDA does rank conditions. They ask people, you know, is it poor or very poor conditions, which means you're absolutely having to provide some other feed for those animals. And we are looking at about 50% of total U.S. pasture and range. But if you look down to the Southern Plains, you know, it's closer to 60. So 60% of the area or of the pastures are requiring farmers or producers to provide something other than what's growing up.
McCulloch says all of this drought liquidation is going to have some long-term effects on the cattle market.
It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. I mentioned that I thought, you know, feeder cattle prices might be moved lower just because so many of them might have to come be placed at the same time because of drought. But the flip side of that is that just means you're going to have even tighter supplies than we thought we were going to next year. And so what we've had to do is both adjust the near-term forecast down a little bit while we're increasing next year's. And so how high that goes next year might have more to do with weather again. It might have something to do with where we're at in terms of the U.S. economy, how much inflation is still a headwind, how much high beef prices matter. All those things are going to, what corn's doing, LMIC has moved to a record high forecast, new record high for corn right now, has a 7 in front of it for a season average price. Those are all not good things. But I think that from the supply side of cattle, you are looking at all those things are going to press feeder cattle prices up, right? And how much up, how much higher maybe is anybody's guess. LMIC is forecasting for the Southern Plains for 5 to 6 weights over the course of the whole year in 2023 is about a 4% increase from this year. But I think that could be, you know, 4 to 7% isn't out of the question. 4% might be on the low end.
Caitlin McCulloch, Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center. That's a look at the cattle markets. For the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network, I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.
And that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Tuesday morning.